And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here along with Corey Sandin. Having a great time here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And Duke and Tim Ekstrom are here from the Royal Star, having a great time talking fishing with this father and son team, and it's super fun, isn't it, Corey?
Yeah, a lot of fun. And yeah. Duke's being raised the right way, right?
Yeah,
as
yeah.
we can say, and having.
And we're getting excited about going fishing, man.
I'm pumped. The weather's beautiful.
Yeah, the weather's beautiful. Great day to go out to the PCS show this afternoon.
Oh, man.
This morning.
Have so much fun up there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
But while listening, if you want to join us, 833-288-0973. That's the phone number to the fan at 97.3 The Fan. Jeff's waiting for your call. Again, 833-288-0973. Or you can send us a text via the app, a ton of text. We're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing.
How about
one
that?
One lucky winner.
Huh? Yeah. And there's a line open right now. Jeff at the Fan is standing by at 833-288-0973 and have a chance to win that trip on the Liberty. Talk to Duke, talk to Tim, and let's continue the catch report, Corey.
Let's do it. We've got Gundy Gunderson with the surf guru himself with the catch report out of the surf. Good morning, Gundy.
How's it going, gentlemen?
Doing good.
Good show. Very good show. You know, usually this time, showtime, we get these little flurries of white sea bass in the surf, but not so this week. We had excellent fishing, and it's a subject we talk about more and more, striped bass in the surf. And, boy, they were on the bite this week. You know, there's a few different things that line up. Good tides, you know, we're moving towards a full moon, and the striped bass seemed to show, you know, 4 days before the full, 4 days after, kind of that stretch right there. Lots of bait in the water, and we still have freshwater runoff from these storms. And that's kind of the key. Most of these fish were caught at the river mouths, river jetties, Ventura River mouth, Dockweiler there, Doheny, Ponto, all places where water comes in. We got a little tip. One of the guys got a 5-pound striper, and my buddy went to river jetties to follow up on that the next day, and he stuck a 9-pounder and a 15-pound striped bass there.
What?
You know, that's one of the things, too, is reaction. You know, you see a fish caught, a striped bass caught in the surf, you want to be there the next day, that afternoon. The quicker you react, because they're schooling fish, they move around, you know. But like I said, we've got that trickle of fresh water, and that's really been key there. Hard jerk baits have been the top producer, the 115, 130 size, so these are bigger baits. One thing, you don't see guys throw spoons much, but spoons work really well. And the reason the hard jerk baits and the spoons work best is it gives you a long range, you know, and you want to use longer rods, not too long, but 7, 8, maybe 9 foot if you can handle longer rods. So it's all about getting longer range, covering more water. And that's how you're going to stick a few of these fish is just putting in that time, covering water. There was a few fish on swim baits, a few on flukes, things like that. If you're in an area where you know the fish are specifically in an area, then the flukes and that kind of stuff works good. And a lot of guys fishing 50 to 70 pound braid, the mono, the old school mono guy is 17 to 20 pound test, something like that. You don't want to go in there with light tackle, you know, when you're going to hang a 15 pound fish. So if you want to try to get one, now is a very good time, guys.
That's legit right there, Gundy. And,
yeah.
And what a fishery has turned
Duke
into.
Duke wants to catch one of those stripers,
right?
Huh?
Yeah. We actually had one of our bunt guys catch one at the fuel dock.
Really?
Randomly, yeah. He caught one at the fuel dock.
How big?
It was anywhere, like, I think it was like a four-pounder
Yeah.
That. But
it was a striper.
Multiple guys this year, they're catching stripers off the docks here, off the high seas fuel dock.
So they're around.
They're around, yeah.
That's incredible. Crazy.
I've never seen them before.
Yeah. I love hearing about them.
Yeah.
Man.
Well,
they're
Gundy.
Good too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Delicious. Yeah. Gundy, great to hear you, and sure appreciate your surf fishing expertise, and hey, we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Yeah. We'll see the guys go out there and fish them this week. We'll hear about it next week.
All right.
Good show, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Have a good week.
All right. Talk to you next week.
What an awesome report. Yeah. It's brought to us by Bill Varney. Check surffishtackle.com for all your surf fishing needs that Bill has there.
And Bill's been hanging around the PCS show,
I know
show
it.
Too.
That's just really cool.
I think he had a seminar yesterday.
Yeah.
Maybe one today.
Maybe
too.
One today, yeah.
You know, one thing about, we talk about the show, one thing that we didn't talk about yet was all the great lodges that are there,
yes,
and you can book. Like, right next to the Let's Talk Hookup booth, of course, is Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly known as Queen Charlotte Safaris. Valerie's been there, and so great. In fact, you were manning the booth for her the other night, right?
I was just hanging out and talking to people and the listeners that wanted secondary advice, and she was booking people, man.
Oh, like, things are booking up for not only this year, but also for 2026. Like our trip this year, your trip and my trip in August, both full, and I think more than half full already for 2026.
Incredible.
So you want to get on it if you're going to want to go to Queen Charlotte Safaris or Haida Gwaii Safaris. Really great place.
An amazing experience.
Amazing.
And the harvest is amazing.
Oh, it's so awesome.
Like, bring it on. I'm
just
ready.
Thinking about that lingcod fishing.
I
can't
love
wait,
it.
Man. I can't wait. And then Katmai Lodge is there. Bob and
Charmel.
I believe Ida, Bob's wife, is going to be there today at the show. And go by and say hi to them and see. That's one of the most, that's like our must go to place in your life is Katmai Lodge. It's so special up in on the Alagnac River.
I can't imagine the brown bears up and down the river.
Yeah, everything about it, the great fishing and everything like that.
Hearing Brandon talk about
it is
Brandon's crazy.
Like,
his
eyes are booked. Still big, right?
Booked.
Yeah, so go by and see Katmai Lodge there. And go by, you know, the Van Wormers were all at the Palmas de Cortez booth too, which is
really
super cool. Yeah. Go by and say hi to Anibal, who runs the boats down at Palmas de Cortez, and he's been hanging out there, and Bobby Jr. Eddie's been there.
Eddie too.
Eddie's been there.
Okay.
And, yeah. So
the
so
whole
many,
family.
Yeah. Just a great group over at the Van Wormer booth.
The cool thing is, Pete, you get to meet the people and see how genuine.
Absolutely.
They're owners and they run the lodge.
Yeah.
They're there to help you at the show. They're there to help you at the lodge. I mean, it's an incredible experience.
And
all of
Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. And then, of course, Rosie and her gang are over at Sago Sport Fishing, which is right across from the Let's Talk Hookup booth there. Go by and say hi to Rosie and her group. I know a couple of the captains were there. And, of course, a couple of the owners were there, too. And so go by and book a trip. They're filling up fast. Rosie was telling me both lodges are pretty darn full.
I love the enthusiasm.
Yeah, you want to get in there, yeah. And then, of course, Fisherman's Landing has had just a ton of you were there hanging out in the Fisherman's Landing booth. Who else was there in that booth with you, all captains-wise? There were a lot of captains there, right?
We had Alec from the Pegasus. Let's see, Jeff from the Constitution was there. Gavin Harbour and Matt Brawler, they were more with Captain's Contest when
right
they came over and made a couple passes. Dave Ibrahim from the Tomahawk.
Yeah.
Jake Kurtzman from the Fortune. There was a bunch of
people
there.
Yeah,
great, the
all-star
cast.
It's all-star cast. And then right across from that is Point Loma Sport Fishing. All the guys from Point Loma Sport Fishing.
Don't forget about the new owner of the Mission Bell.
Yeah.
Right?
Cameron.
Captain Shrimp himself.
Yeah.
Right there.
He was there hanging out.
Yep, absolutely.
I'm actually really...
And they're right next to CalStar, which is back in there. Went to all their new rods and stuff. You probably got to spend a lot of time with Chris, the new owner, on the boat in the trip you just came, talking about some of the new stuff that CalStar's coming out.
You know, it was pretty cool because Chris, being the new owner, we were talking about social media because Royal Star, we were getting into the social media game ourselves. I was helping him out with that, but we also had some great ideas for the future, partnering up sometimes with Royal Star and CalStar, whether that's via merchandise or working with the rods themselves on the boat. So we have some great, great plans ahead.
Oh, that's cool.
That's incredible.
So you're going to see a lot of CalStar on the Royal Star.
Soon, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We've always been big Cal
Star. Oh, yeah.
We've always been, but.
Cal Star and Shimano.
Yeah. I go back to the day with, you know, Leo. I just love those guys.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was going to say something. You know, when Duke was rattling off the cast of the operators there, Fisherman's Landing, and this is actually, you know, fleet-wide, but using Fisherman's Landing as an example, I am so enthusiastic about these new young captains coming up. You know, it's not like a bunch of old grizzled characters, you know, that are just stuck in their ways. I mean, watching this fishery evolve, and Duke is yet another example. The guys that we have on the boat coming up through the ranks, but this is the way it's supposed to be. You know what I mean? Just rattle like Alec on the Pegasus, Jake on the Fortune, Dave on the Tomahawk, Gavin and his guys on the Pacific Queen. These are all young guys that are you got Ian there who's on the Condor. You got these young guys that
they're hungry.
Yeah, and they're the ones that evolved. And so they have these new ideas. You know, they see the world through a different lens than we do. They just do. You know,
new owners of the Islander too.
New owners of the Islanders. Yeah. And Justin. I mean,
Justin's
these guys,
awesome.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Yeah.
These guys, they are the ones that generate
Mike
new
on the
life.
Searcher.
Mike
all
on the Searcher.
Yeah.
Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah.
I mean,
up and down,
all just exceptional people, really competent operators who they've come up through the ranks. They know their boats, they know fishing, but just again the fact that these guys come in with fresh ideas, they're not afraid to try something new, they're not afraid to do something new, they're not stuck in their ways. I just love it. I had to throw that comment in there. For me, I really feel. I feel that you know, as now being one of the, you know, I'm not one of the older guys, meaning like I'm over the hill, but I'm one of the older guys. I've been doing this. You guys, I started on Pacific Queen when I was 16.
Whoa.
Right? I'm 56, soon to be 57. I've been doing this 40 years.
Wow.
Right?
Incredible.
So seeing these guys come up and I feel like we just have this responsibility being on the, you know, the older side of the spectrum. That we have to allow these guys. We have to
nurture the youth.
Got to provide the platform for them to get out and do it and again, evolve that fishery. I mean, that's the best way we can possibly pay it forward. Because,
so well said.
Because these guys, they're the ones that are going to do it. They absolutely are.
The driving energy and driving force.
The whole
it's all positive.
Yeah, and it gives me a lot of, you know, again, it gives me a lot of confidence in the future. It's like, well, what's going to happen in another 15, 20, 30 years? Well, these guys, they're making it happen.
It's almost like a new wave just started,
totally.
Right?
Yeah, that's the point I'm making, exactly.
Yeah, it's like, go fishing with those guys.
Amen.
Yeah,
those guys are, like, every one of them is just an ace operator.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, believe me, they keep... You know, between Brian, Roy, and I, they keep us on our A game out there, man.
I'll bet.
You can't be, you can't be.
Do they call you up, hey, old man, what's going on out there?
We could go on and on about this. Yeah, a lot of times they don't call us. They call their buddies.
They want
to make sure that they keep the old guy, or they want to put the old guys in their place. Like, we got to really be on our on the lookout for the.
Yeah, where are those guys? Hey, interesting question from Mike from Rosemead says, Duke, aside from knowing everything there is to know about the boat, have you spent some time at the grill in the galley? Do you know how to cook?
Oh, yeah, I know how to cook. We've had a few cases where we've had either a chef get sick or get injured, and I've had to step up. And
no kidding.
Not when I was working, obviously. This is back when I was 16 and 17.
Yeah.
Filling in for the summer, but I've been back there a few times, and I can adjust well.
You can go.
I just enjoy working.
Yeah.
Like any situation where I can work and bring out a positive thing, that's where I want to be. So
listen to this young guy talk. It's incredible. Yeah. I love it.
I think he's had good upbringing.
He's an extra.
I think I even heard a little bit of the baseball cliche in there. Just want to help the team.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about, man.
I don't care if I'm coming from the bullpen.
It's all about it. Well, let's jump into the phone.
Let's do it. How about Jim?
Jim calling from San Diego. Good morning, Jim.
Hello, Jim.
Hello?
There he is.
Jim on line three.
Hi, Jim.
Good morning. How's it going?
Great. Happy to have you on Let's Talk Hookup.
Appreciate it. First time, long time.
Okay.
I was just talking to a captain yesterday. Guy owns the T-Bird down there in Point Loma. And I was just seeing, it's sport boat owning not, I won't say profitable, but sustainable?
Well, there's a whole lot of boats out there, so, and there's a whole lot of successful operators over the years, so I would say yes, but
done properly.
It's a labor of love, there's no question about it. You know, it's not a get-rich-quick scheme, I'll tell you that.
Oh, no. But, you know, I've been fishing my entire life. The first time I caught a yellowtail was on the holiday way back
wow.
in the day.
Nice.
I fish out of San Diego a lot, either on the Premier or Malahini, boats like that. You know, just local stuff, like, you know, three-quarter day, half day. But I'm starting to think about going long range, you know, going out on, like, the Red Rooster or something like that.
Or the Royal Star.
Yeah, Royal Star. That's another great choice. But, yeah. You know, any one of the long range, but they're all quality.
They're all good.
Yeah, they're all quality operations, so you can't go wrong. But I really think if you've been fishing that long on local boats, you know, you owe it to yourself to go out on a long range boat
Absolutely.
At least one time. Just to see what a difference that it is. And what I really want to emphasize is that, you know, I think that anglers that haven't been on a long range boat, you know, in their mind, they have the impression it's just an extension of a local boat, you know, only for 3 days or 5 days, whatever it may be. The long range experience is completely different from top to bottom.
No
just,
question.
Just how the boats are operated, the standard of service, again, the quality of the fare in the galley, the quality of the accommodations. It's really, you know, it is
next level.
Yeah, and it's the apex of our style of fishing. There's nothing like it in the world, whether you're on a half day out of San Diego or a day and a half or long range. But, you know, long range is definitely the apex that you know, everybody aspires to,
no question about it.
Whether you're an angler, whether you're a crew member, it really is. It's just one of those essential things. Whether it be a bucket list or whether it be, you know, the ultimate aspiration, it's something you should do.
Yeah, book a trip. People come from all over the country, all over the world to San Diego to go on long range boats like the Royal Star.
Yeah, completely
unique.
Nothing
like it.
And there's one thing I want to touch up on that too. These past few years, we've had the opportunity to have these shorter trips on the long-range boats via a three-day, a four-day on the Royal Polaris,
right.
Our boat, Royal Star, Red Rooster. So to have an opportunity to fish a short trip on a long-range boat, you almost get a mini long-range trip out of it.
So try one of those out. Go check the difference. Yeah. I know Polaris Supreme has a couple of 2 days coming up in April and stuff like that. Yeah, so
we've
got to. Hey, speaking of which, thanks a lot for the call. Captain Frank Lopresti's on the line. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, what a great father-son team you have on there.
How about that, huh?
Well, that Duke is really, really something. He's coming along. Yep, it's wonderful to see. And I can't believe Tim's almost 60 years old.
Jeez, man. When I started working with Frank, I was 19.
Wow.
Yeah.
Incredible,
right?
What's that mean for us, Frank? Wow.
Well, Tim's just getting to be an old geezer now.
That's why I got this young guy right here.
Yep. We got some beautiful young people coming up in the industry, and they're going to carry on, that's for sure. Hey, my main reason for calling, Aliar has put a definite go on the three-day trip leaving on the 20th of this month.
Ooh,
there's
fantastic.
Only five people on the trip, but he's definitely going. So
on the Polaris
Supreme. That's correct.
Yeah.
And he knows that by then there's supposed to be some planes up looking, and he'll have a good idea of where he should go.
Wow. So that's March 20th on the Polaris Supreme,
three-day
trip. Wow.
Correct.
And it's a definite go, and there's eight people on the boat, and it'd probably be a light.
No, no, there's only five right now.
Five right now, but it's going. It's going.
It's going.
All right.
Unless we were to get some real bad weather, it's a definite go. Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. So how do we book it, Frank?
Pardon?
How do we book it?
Well, you just go online, or you can call Lindsay, and you'll have to. I don't know. I haven't got Lindsay's number right handy.
PolarisSupreme.com.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
So, by the way, watching Duke at that show, getting around, he's an upcoming. He's going to be a real winner in the business. Okay.
Yeah, I believe that, man. Listening to him, Frank, on the show this morning, is incredible. It's a protege of Tim, and just brought up right, and his mindset and how to. Customer service and catching fish and treating it right, and just hearing him this morning is incredible, Frank.
you know, another young man that is, I'm just blown away by him for his age. Seeing him at the show is this kid Max off the Pacific Voyager.
Yeah.
He has got such a personality with the people, it's amazing. You know, almost the opposite of Aliar, but believe it or not, Aliar was at the show. Can you believe that?
No, really? Well, yeah. Hey,
He went for almost 2 days.
No kidding. Well, actually, one week from today, next Sunday, Aliar and Max will be here in the world headquarters.
How about that?
So that'll be great. Having Max here, we introduce Max to our audience, and then, of course, having Aliar, that's going to be fantastic.
All right, you guys. Well, congratulations to Duke and Tim. See you guys later.
Thanks for the call, Frank. Great to see you up at the show there, too, for sure. And, of course, Frank's was working the room, too, and he's helping the guys over at Friends of Rollo. They have the spin the wheel thing, and he was helping Tim and Howard there at the Rollo booth. That was really, really good.
You got to generate some funds, man.
Yeah.
Take those kids fishing.
For sure. You have a great text, huh, Corey?
I do, absolutely. Man, there's a lot of texts coming through via the app. And this one comes from Jeff. Jeff in Huntington Beach. And he says, good morning, guys. Duke sounds like a good human. Good job, Tim. Question for Duke. Reminds me of our kids chasing spotties in Newport Harbor and all other special Duke. What's your favorite fish to catch, and do you ever target largemouth?
I targeted a lot of largemouth.
We were talking about it.
Funny you say that. So my only year at Vanderbilt, I took a few of the guys. We went fishing a couple of times, and it turned into our entire team. We would almost go daily right after our practice or our workouts. We would go fish largemouth in a lake or go fish smallmouth in the river. So I've definitely targeted some largemouth in my time, as well as fished a couple tournaments here locally at El Capitan and San Vicente Reservoir. But I think my favorite fish to catch and target, I want to say yellowtail, but it's not, because I really enjoy fishing yellowfin tuna, especially this year, fishing that big of a grade of fish and how much was around. You could have fished anything and could have gotten a bite, so probably yellowfin tuna, and experiencing this giant yellowfin tuna fishing down by the islands down south or fishing the bank. It's just so incredible fishing.
That gets into your skin, doesn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
You want more?
I believe you. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I told him the first long trip I did, I was like, yeah, you're going to put me on every single long trip. Yeah. I don't care.
You don't care. You want to be there.
Yeah.
It's something about it, right?
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It is the peak of fishing.
Yes.
There's nothing better. There isn't.
It's the World Series of fishing,
it
right?
It is, 100%.
Yeah, definitely.
Doesn't get better.
Haven't been on a long trip. There's just something about the opportunity every time you put a bait in the water to get a 300-pound yellowfin, and that's the fact. Every time you put your bait in the water down there, you could be the one.
You know, incredible.
Those fish down there they're just different.
Yes.
It's not like, you know. This last trip was an incredible example, because we caught a lot of that beautiful, you know, 60 to 80-pound grade yellowfin on the ridge this year.
Which was crazy, yeah.
Offshore. I mean, it was best year of yellowfin tuna fishing we've ever seen by a long, long way. Alejos Rocks, et cetera. Down there, you tie into a 80-pounder or a 90-pounder, and I think a lot of this is generated by the shark predation, you know, but those things... You hook one on 130-pound, and they empty half your reel, 250-yard run. And, I mean, you know you got a 200-pounder or a 150-pounder. Yeah. Things just smoking you, straight.
Yeah.
30 minutes later, 20 minutes later, you grind this thing up. It's a 100-pounder. You're just like, what the hell? Like, how can that even be? And, I mean, pulling the whole time.
Yeah.
That's just
Well, they live in a mean environment down there.
It's a tough
thing. So they got to be mean,
exactly,
right? Like you said, the sharks chasing them.
Oh, yeah, the whole thing.
What is it looking like compared to last year? Are they still seeing that yellowfin? Like, what is that developing?
You know, you made mention of Aaron Barnhill, who was down there fishing bluefin on the big rigs. And he said there was, you know, he was sending us text up to, you know, a month and a half ago that they're still seeing big areas of those yellowfin down there. Airplane, you're seeing them, so
incredible.
That stuff is still running. Odd that it's 63-degree water, 64-degree water, still hanging around, but, you know, the groceries are good.
Yeah.
You know, so clearly they're hanging around. I wouldn't be surprised to see quite a bit of that yellowfin still filtering here, if not a good surge of it. I hope so. I mean, that's just incredible fish.
It was the best eating yellowfin I've ever eaten in my life.
Absolutely.
It was
just gorgeous,
fatty and ridiculous.
Gorging with fat.
Yeah, all those anchovies, man. We'd catch the things, and be on deck, they look like they're going to explode. We dress everything out on the boat. You know, we bleed, of course, remove the innards before we store them in the RSW tanks. And sometimes it would take two hands, like grab a hold of the gut pack and
get it out
of the body cavity.
Wow.
Full of anchovies. Yeah.
Wow. Well, hey, time to find out that fishdope.com report, Corey.
And it's brought to us by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get your premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. And with more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can check it all out at fishmansprocessing.com. And don't forget to make your reservation when you book your trip.
Yeah, for sure. And good morning, Yosef.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Hey, doing awesome. Great. You've been in that fishdope.com booth all week, talking to people about fishing and talking to people about real estate, right?
You got it. It's selling some subscriptions and trying to make new friends and get some deals.
There you go. All right. And, of course, Yusuf helped us get our brand new Let's Talk Hookup sticker that just came out great. So thanks a lot for that, Yusuf.
Of course, guys. Happy to do it. Well, we've had a stormy week, but there's still some fish around. Santa Monica Bay, halibut are still biting in there, 5 to 25 pounds. Most of this is being caught off the hard bottom in 40 to 75 feet, mainly off Torrance Beach. Palo Verde, L.A. area, the main focus has been halibut. The bites slowed down up there, but the bass fishing is still fair in the twilight hours. Whitefish and sculpin are biting well. Sand dabs have been pretty hit or miss in that area. Over in Catalina, the backside continues to show halibut action with a little bit of sea bass mixed in. Not a ton of people fishing it right now, but still some of the private boaters are reporting in. Best areas, Silver Canyon to Church Rock, and from the west end of Arrow Point to the front side. Still have those Bonita on the front side as well. San Clemente, we don't have any new reports from, but there are likely some big yellowtail and sea bass around, usually in deeper water this time of year. Down in San Diego, the pipe has been doing pretty well. Just off the pipe or yellowtail, find the bait, you'll find the fish kind of deal. The dolphin ran a halibut special on Wednesday, and with only 45 passengers, they scored 21 halibut up to 28 pounds and released 10 shorts.
Wow.
So it's moving. It's those guys are doing tricks.
Yeah, he's catching. That dolphin's been catching some halibut, huh? Yeah.
That's a good report for our local boat.
That is, and especially with the weather that we had, right?
You got it. Lower nine's been doing pretty well as well in the deeper water for rockfish. Coronado Islands, rock pile, not a lot coming up because the water's so cold, but we can expect to start seeing fish down there at any time now. There are some fish down below. Over off the Bonda Bank, yellowtail on surface iron, there's still a couple guys getting them here and there. It's not like it was. There is some good halibut fishing down there, though. A lot of guys are jigging up mackerel, Punta Banda, and then going halibut fishing and doing really well.
Wow.
Colon Net has been really good lean cod fishing. There isn't a lot going on down there as far as the yellowtail go, but this guy's just crushing lean cods like the old days, you know, the big, huge dragons. So you want to catch one of those big lings like we used to catch, get down there.
There you go.
One of those party boats.
Yeah, sounds good. Now, are you going to be at the Fish Dope booth today?
I'll be there all day.
All right, go by Talk Fishing. Thank Yosef for his great work on the fishdope.com report.
And real estate, too.
Real estate, yeah. The real estate market's starting to boom up again, huh?
It is. I think all of my listings last week moved. I had my sister's house, of all places, I've had for 90 days, fallen out of escrow three times, and thought it was going to be hard to sell, and I have four offers on it. So,
wow, that's great.
It's moving, man. People are looking again, and I think consumer confidence is up a little bit.
That's cool. Well, hey, if you want to jump on a great real estate deal, you want to list your house, sell your house, buy a house, Yosef is the guy, fisherman, great guy. How do we find you, Yosef?
You can get me on my cell phone at 619-277-2169, on my website at sportsmansrealty.com, at social media at Cal Realty. And then I also have a free home evaluation website, which is socalhomeeval.com. Put your information in. We kick you out a home report, and we won't stop you.
There you go. All right. Thanks, Elsif. We'll see you up at the show.
All right. We'll see you, Pete. Take care, guys.
All right. That's good stuff, and it's brought to us by Norsk Lithium Batteries, and they're here in Southern California, designed specifically for marine use. Norsk Lithium features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and reliability. The Norsk Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health, the charging status by using an app on your phone. Norsk also makes a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries. Make an investment in the best for your boat or your kayak or whatever, your electric reels with Norsk Lithium. Check norsklithium.com or go see the trolley motor doctor at Anglers Marine, both Anaheim and Lakeside, or you can check them out even at the PCS show, right?
That's right, yeah.
And we'll be right back, and Let's Talk Hook Up more with Tim and Duke from the Royal Star when we return on the Let's Talk Hook Up app, Facebook, and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I've spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time in the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we'd love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414. Or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Southerners Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com. And sign up for special deals and more.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear. Spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great.
Do yourself a favor. Call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online, katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
For 48 straight years, Ford F-Series have been the best-selling trucks in America and certainly number one with anglers. We got here by engineering breakthrough technology, redefining build Ford tough, and never settling. But what really made Ford F-Series number one is you. So now is the time to take advantage of great deals and programs today. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today and explore the F-Series and the full truck lineup. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Whether you're fly fishing, bottom fishing, net fishing, or just sitting on the water thinking about fishing, remember, a good day in the water starts with everyone wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up, and having so much fun and just a great time with Tim and Duke in here from the Royal Star. And,
yeah.
And getting to meet Duke, man. Getting him on the radio for the first time on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Future star of the
fleet. A lot of fun.
Right there, buddy. Yeah, that's for sure. And phones are packing up. Jeff's at the Fan is still available. 833-288-0973 is the number. Let's go ahead and jump into it, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Dan? Dan calling from West Covina. Good morning, Dan. Appreciate you joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me on. And hello to Tim and Duke and everybody. I just wanted to give a quick shout-out before I fire a question to you guys about the PCS show yesterday. It was a damn good time. I mean, it was perfect weather. The food was great. All the displays were great. It was a very good time down there. And what we were kind of concentrating on was getting the smaller hooks, like the size 4s and size 2s, at like the Fisherman's Landing Tackle and some other places. And got me to thinking about, like, you know, we're anticipating smaller bait and so forth. And just wanted to kind of fire out a general question to you guys to see what you think. Have they done any type of research and development on possibly farming the live bait, like anchovies and sardines and mackerel and things like that? Have they looked into that thing, or is it just not feasible?
I haven't heard of anything like that. I mean, I think the biomass of that bait fish is
it's
so
strong.
It's so gigantic. Yeah. There hasn't really been any need for it, I would say. But again, not that I know of.
Yeah. No, I haven't heard of it. But it's certainly, with all the way they're doing farming and stuff like that, certainly feasible.
I would say so.
Yeah. It's expensive.
Yeah, that got me thinking about it. Yeah, because of the aqua farming that you mentioned there. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, glad you had such a good time at the PCS show. It's a good thought. You know, you never know what the future brings, right?
And, that's right.
Yeah. Well, especially all that bluefin they catch. They got to feed those things.
Yeah, so, yeah, for
they
sure.
They can figure out a way to
make farm them up.
Yeah, farm the fish to feed the fish.
Right.
Yeah, much better.
Yeah. It'd be good. Yeah. And another big day today. Beautiful weather today. 10 to 5 at the Orange County Fairgrounds there.
Take your family, man. What a beautiful day to do it.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Great text here from Bill in Mission Viejo. And we have a great tackle guy here with Duke. How much tackle should someone bring if they go on a 3 or 4 day trip?
Ooh,
Duke?
Question.
You know, that can go in so many different directions because you never know what type of fishing that you're going to do. But I think standard is having a knife jig rod, something heavy, something that can accommodate 130, 200-pound top shot. And
nighttime stuff.
Yeah, 100, 130-pound Spectra. Maybe a 40 to – you can fish 40 to 60-pound fly line bait on something. Something that you could also transition into a yo-yo jig when you're fishing yellowtail. And then maybe one more rod, like an 80-pound to 100-pound fly line stick. I think that's – so 3 rods.
Okay.
And a fourth if you want to have like a service iron or a fun stick, something that you just want to mess around with.
Yes,
so.
Please, Hank.
Thank you.
Now,
exactly.
Sam in Irvine has a follow-up question to that. He texted us here, and he says, "What about a chovy? What are you gonna fish for big bluefin or meat, let's say moderate-sized bluefin when there's only chovy in the bait tank? What kind of reel rod are you gonna put in there?"
He took the words right out of my mouth. Yeah. Throw that in there.
You can still fish those talikas. I mean, I was taught at a super young age how to fly line an anchovy on talikas. I would take boats off the
like
reel.
Like a talika 12,
yeah,
talika 16.
Talika 12, talika 16, and they free spool fine.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I learned on the back deck of our boat in the bay fly line anchovies with big reels. So.
Listen to this young man talk. Yeah. It's like
Power Pro Max Quattro, a little top shot of Seaguar fluorocarbon, something like that. What pound test would you fish?
You know, it's going to depend on the grade of the fish, but, you know, I'd say you're going to be in that 30 pound is kind of as light as you want to go if it's a reasonable size fish, let's say like a 40 or 50 pounder. I think, you know, I mean, we've seen a lot of fish caught on that grade of line, 30, 40 pound, 20 pound, 25, you know, like you get
need a softer rod.
I think so. You know, it's going to be really interesting to see if this does come to fruition. You know, it turns into an anchovy fishery again. I mean, we're going to see. It's like rod and reel revolution, you know, because we've got literally two generations of fishermen that have never had to fish on an
minimal
anchovy.
Tim. Minimal.
Know?
Well, and when we had anchovy, when it was an anchovy fishery before, we didn't have the tackle we have today.
Oh, no.
It was like Penn 500.
Right.
It's a beautiful thing, though.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. Yeah. The new technology
the
is unbelievable.
The 229.
Right?
220.
Yeah.
And a 196.
Oh, my
done.
God. Yeah. That was it. The 196.7. Yeah. 196.8. I mean,
hey, and I'm not a tackle geek or guru, but those numbers, I remember.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The 229 Newell.
Yeah.
There it is.
They were fantastic. But, I mean, I think about it now, and I'm like, God, the Talica, the little 12. Or even the little guys.
Like the 10.
Talica 8.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
The little two-speed.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Just, that's a game changer.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
For
sure.
Now, they're also, and I'm going to throw this out, but I don't know what kind of reaction I'm going to get.
Are you going to throw another wrench in the works?
Yeah. Spinning reels have far advancements, like the Shimano Stella and the Twin Power and stuff like that. Powerful, powerful reel, totally capable of handling a big fish. What's your thoughts on a spinning reel and a chovy I mean, you're going to be able to cast that thing.
I am so glad you brought that up because, you know, the old days of the Garcia 302.
Right.
those are long. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy with the suspenders and the overalls.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No. The spinning reels now are absolutely phenomenal. You guys know, we talked about this before. I mean, I saw those guys from Thailand on those tagging trips just wail on those 100, 120-pound tuna with those things. They've got the power. And we do have a few anglers that still fish with those spinning reels. They are 100% effective and appropriate. Like, especially you're talking about anchovy fishing.
Yeah.
Those things, again, could be a real game changer for somebody who just has a hard time casting that lighter bait on a smaller reel. So
the only bummer, it takes the rail out of the equation. That's the only...
Well, I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. The line on the bottom of the reel.
Yeah.
You can flip it over.
That's the only bad part. Yeah.
That being said, there's a lot of guys that fish those spinning rods, spinning reels for nighttime bluefin. They'll fish the big spinning rod. Oh, yeah.
Like for
jiggers. So
like
jiggers.
Yeah.
Oh,
sure.
Where they have so much drag on them
that
they don't pull an ounce of string off. You just wind it right up to the top like a corkscrew.
Which is incredible because when Dave Pfeiffer was on here a couple weeks ago, he was talking about that. I mean, he talked... I listened, other than the Tranks 300 being repowered and having more cranking power, he talked about that being like everywhere in the world except Southern California. And the whole spinning thing is a real deal other than right here.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think there's that old stigma. No matter what, it's still, you know, it still resides among the Southern Coast, the SoCal psyche. But they are legit, man. Those Stellas are powerful. Like,
they are.
Yeah, they work.
You can land a big fish with
you
those
can
things.
Land a lot of big ones. Yeah,
yeah,
me too.
Yeah.
And you know, I never poo-pooed the spinning rods. You know,
come on, be honest.
No, I never did. Because you remember going back in the 80s with albacore fishing?
Yeah, absolutely.
You get those little Buddha head guys, and they would just put people to shame. They'd have, you know, 8-10 albacore by the end of the day, you know, and the hot stick behind was like 4 or 5 fish.
Exactly.
You know, those guys put that to
rest. They knew how to do it.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
They did.
Good fishermen.
And they were, you know, there was, I can remember Moscoto, there was a few of them that really stood out. They just
was that when you worked with Eddie?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Those guys just absolutely again. They came out on Royal Star when I started running Royal Star. They came out with us on Royal Polaris, and they were just it was like a little subgroup of guys.
I remember the Pacific Queen was known as the bluefin boat. Like that
it was
really, yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, let's jump back in the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Hills, our friend in Ventura? Good morning, Hills.
Yeah. Morning. Hey, good morning, guys. My question maybe. Most appropriate to go to Duke. The tackle question. My question is on jigs like knife jigs or even tungsten jig. Hooks on the bottom or the top. Is it a Duke? Is it like if you have your hooks up top, you can more or less have your hooks directly to your line, so you don't have that jig prying the thing out of the fish.
You know, I think the hooks on either the top or the bottom. It's more of a personal preference thing. But when it comes to fishing at night, I've noticed that when you have the hooks on top, the fish, when they choke down the jig, they get hooked a little bit better. And that would be for a smaller profile jig, such as a tungsten jig or a thinner profile jig.
And it hurts them too, right?
Yeah, it does. They swallow it. But that being said, when you have the hooks on the bottom, if that fish does swallow it, it gets in the gills and they almost die instantly. So they really get hooked when you have them on the bottom.
Yeah.
But it's all personal preference. It's how you fish the jig. If you're a fisherman.
One or the other, though. Not all over the place.
Yeah, no. You don't want them all over the place. Because that could lead to tangles with other fishermen. That could lead to the jig getting fouled easier. Or the fish hits the jig and then fouls the jig because there's so many hooks everywhere. But I think it's all personal preference when it comes to either fishing the top hook or the bottom hook.
All right. Good answer. Good question. And you have a great text. Thanks a lot for the call.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, thank you there, Hills. I have a text here, and it's about fish quality and stuff, so it's kind of cool. It comes from John Amira Mesa. Good morning, guys. My question about fat content, larger tuna. He was obviously listening earlier, right? I just assume that all cows naturally have a richer fat content than smaller fish. However, a while back, I caught a cow yellowfin tuna, which the meat was more of a purple color instead of the ruby red Does that mean it have a higher or lower content of fat?
Actually, most likely the lower fat content. When they're super lean, you know, they're darker. Now, that doesn't mean they don't have good flavor. I've seen a lot of those fish from down south, even down Clipperton. You know, a lot of that fish is that real dark, you know, it's almost, God, it's almost purple, you know, between the red and it's delicious, but it doesn't have a high fat content.
It's delicious, you know, in its own right, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's far, far different than, you know, those fish we were talking about. They were just gorgeous anchovies, and the meat was almost lighter on them. But you do see a lot of fish in the tropics typically are much, much leaner than the fish that we catch up here.
And that's why it's so interesting. Like,
they live in a mean neighborhood.
The forage is different, too. The forage is completely different. The anchovies hold a lot more fat, as well as the sardines, compared to the cavies that you catch down there, or the tubes, salamis, etc. So,
that little offshore, the majority of what those fish forage on down there is the deep scattering layer. It's just that, you know, that mixture of little
squid and krill. Little
squids and krill fish, little fish. We call them lantern fish, but, you know, there's just a... You know, that forage down there is a lot leaner also. It doesn't carry that.
Puffer fish.
Puffer,
oh, yeah.
You name it.
Yeah,
they
love flyline and a puffer, don't you?
Box fish. They love them. You see those little box fish? I mean, there's just nothing to them. They're all shell.
Yeah, poor things. But
they got to eat a lot of those.
Red crabs. Red crabs have no fat in them whatsoever. They just jug themselves with those things down in there. So, you know, again, it leads to a leaner fish, but... But the forage that they're on does have a profound impact on the flavor of the fish also.
On the fattiness.
Yeah, and the flavor. I mean, you can actually, there is a difference. You know, is somebody who eats fish three times a year, would they be able to tell? No, but if you eat yellowfin tuna a lot, like we do, you can tell, you know.
Let me ask you this. What trips do you have coming up, like in the beginning here, April, whatever, May, that are going to target possibly that yellowfin? I mean, I want a piece of that. I want to not only go on a trip, but, I mean, that yellowfin is so special, that 60 to 100-pound fish.
I'm really glad you asked that question, because this year we changed our schedule. You know, I'm always looking ahead. When I write the schedule, and we adapted our schedule last year to really what I saw coming down the pike. We used to always have an April 8 day. I mean, long, long ago, back in the 80s, 90s, and we went back to that trip is specifically designed to target that beautiful yellowfin, which we see in Alejos Rocks a lot in April. And you know, obviously there's an opportunity to target bluefin, yellowtail on the coast up and down, but we've got an 8 day in early April. It's April 11th through the 19th. Then we go on a long trip and we come back. We've got another one of those 8 days scheduled. It's May 4th, I want to say, through the 12th. And it's to target that yellowfin you're talking about.
You know, it's special. Which we saw.
Oh, yeah.
On our long trip. We did.
Yeah. We did.
Yeah,
that yellowfin. Still there.
Oh, yeah. It's still there, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, it's Alejos Rocks. You know,
so what spots do you have? I mean, Royal Star doesn't have a lot of spots available.
No, it doesn't. And I was just looking. Trip of note, there it's an 8 day spider. The Barking Spider 8 day, it has two openings on it now, June 28th through July 6th. That has been an incredibly productive trip.
Yeah.
I also saw that Captain Roy and I are both scheduled on that trip.
No way.
Yeah.
How cool would that be?
Yeah, we got the A team. Every trip's the A team.
Yeah.
But and then there's another trip.
One in October there that had one spot that had available that never has an opening. It's an 11-day right?
trip. Yeah, Dave Honiano runs that one up. Those guys are fantastic. There's a trip on there's a 7 day in August, the Michael Doy 7 day in the middle of August. It's got one opening on it right now. I saw a Larry Brown trip had one or two openings. There's a 3 day in June, and then there's a 7 day in October. So there are a few trips that have, you know, one spot here or there. I do want to emphasize anglers. You scroll through that schedule, it's just full. It's not a bad idea to call Tracy anyway and just shoot the breeze with her. She has a way of working miracles, and she knows.
Yeah.
You know, she's got a running tally of just about every trip. You know, we have such an incredible percentage of repeat clientele, so she'll reserve spots or she'll keep spots, you know, in play for those anglers that have, you know, have a long history with us. But sometimes she'll know in the back of her head, well, so-and-so is probably not going to be able to make that trip. So if you call, you call at the right time.
There's a chance you might be able to get on the trip.
Very
you're
well
at.
May get
or
on
just
that
tell
trip.
Tracy, hey, let me know when a spot opens up.
Exactly.
Because plans change.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. So. And we keep a waiting list on every trip. And kind of like the processing thing, if you put a deposit down and you're on a waiting list, that spot is automatic.
What would that take? Couple hundred bucks?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but that spot, it comes
Tracy,
open.
Here's the $200.
Automatic.
Yeah.
You roll into that. Obviously, you're a priority.
If you show us the money, you get priority.
I mean, it's just the way the world works.
Right?
God bless
us. Just the honesty of it, sure.
Tommy P. and yes. Eric Sheets are listening to us at the show right now.
Love
in the
guys.
Let's Talk Hookup booth. Hi, Eric. Eric's got the great booth there for Cal Sheets right around the corner from us. And
among
yeah,
my
so,
favorite
hi,
people, Cal, Nancy,
yeah, Cal and Eric. Yeah.
Eric, you know, the whole
genuine dudes. Man,
they sure. really are. Yeah, and I want to mention, too, we talked about it yesterday. Did you go by the Shimano booth by chance, dude?
I did.
Super yeah,
the big
cool.
old rail setup.
Yeah, isn't that rail cool? You can test out those IMX Pro Offshore G Lumis rods.
These were really
pull
cool.
on the rail. And they have a full on rail setup.
That's
and you
cool.
can like pull on those rods and see what it's like to pull on rail. And then the other thing, too, did you see that cutaway of the new Talica versus the old? The Talica versus the Talica A 25s. They had two set up. Turn the handle on the Talica 25. Turn the handle on the Talica 25A, the new one with the twin drag.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought you could get more power, but it's
the cranking power is that much better.
That much better. It's impressive.
Yeah, we fished a few of those this year, yeah. and you could definitely tell the difference. They have more power,
yeah.
not only that, but the free spool ability throughout the year, they don't tend to get as
no.
stuck. So
yeah. interesting. So if you're going to the show, be sure to go by that Shimano booth and check that out. Great text here from J&OB. He says, good morning, gentlemen. What a great show today. I like it as always. I love having the captains in. Question is, I've never been on the Royal Star, but I want to go on a summer trip. Can you give us a little more layout of the boat, staterooms, et cetera?
Oh, man, you should listen to the show earlier.
Right?
I went through this. And again, so the boat accommodates 24 anglers total. There's
right.
there's 12 two-man staterooms. So that's as far as the accommodations go. Well-appointed, galley, open seating, generally seats about 18. And
only two people in every stateroom, max.
Exactly.
Yeah. No
yeah,
more
it's
than
not
two.
Open bunk room.
Right.
No, yeah. And you know, again, our program, the maximum number of anglers we carry is 24, and we really focus on providing that premium quality experience. There's a lot of elbow room at the rail. You know, it's a 95-footer overall. There's a ton of rail space. So regardless of what kind of fishing you're doing, whether you're fishing on the anchor, whether you're drift fishing offshore, there's a lot of elbow room. We really, you know, value that. It to us, it enhances the fishing
right.
experience, you know.
The thing I like about fishing on the Royal Star and boats similar to that, like the American Angler, Polaris Supreme, 24 max. You're not going to see any more people at the rail than that. And there's plenty of room. Everybody wants to be in the same spot on
mm-hmm.
the boat, right? But you're never going to have a crowd on a boat like that.
Yeah, it there's a lot of elbow room.
Yeah.
And it definitely, hey, a big part of the fun of fishing on a boat like ours is that, you know, it can be controlled chaos when the fish hit. You know, they come through in a big
sure.
wave and everybody's got one on. It's just total crap. So
yeah.
it's fun, but there's no doubt about it. It's more fun when there's 24 instead
right.
of 34.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? 100%.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
just
that's
is,
chaos.
Yeah, it enables the guy because you know we've got a 7-man crew, total 8-man crew on a lot of trips offshore, and that's you know the ratio of crew member per angler.
8 man for 24.
Yeah,
people.
So you know you got three.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, it's one crew per three anglers at the rail. That
Whoa.
That makes a big difference when
yeah.
it comes to that nighttime. You know, like. 10 guys got one on. There's, you know, got to
yeah.
sort it out, the whole nine yards. It definitely enhances the experience overall.
And the majority underneath you, Tim, are all customer service oriented. Period.
That's right.
That's
looking for a great time.
Yes.
Hey, and we've had so much fun. We're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won this full-day trip on the Liberty when we return. Had such a great time with Tim and Duke from the Royal Star. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And the 97.3 The Fan, YouTube, and Facebook Live.
I believe there is no doubt that the finest sport fishing in the world starts right here in San Diego. This is Captain Frank Lopresti. Our fleet of long-range boats and crew are unmatched, and the Royal Polaris and Shogun are right at the top of the list. Captain Jonathan Yamati and his crew aboard the Royal Polaris are considered to be the finest long-range vessel in the world. From summer bluefin, yellowtail, and wahoo to giant yellowfin tuna, our record is unmatched. The Shogun, under the direction of Captain Rene Montegudo, has become one of the most popular long-range boats in the fleet. This big, wide, solid riding vessel has gained a reputation for catching fish and treating their customers to an epic vacation on the water. I am so proud of Jonathan, Rene, and the crews on both the Royal Polaris and Shogun, as they have helped me keep the reputation of the premier vessels in the long-range fleet. Come see for yourself. Book a trip on the Royal Polaris or Shogun today. Check RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com or ShogunSportFishing.com or call Monica or Jen in the office at 619-226-8030.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Get ready for the most exciting outdoor show of the year, the giant 15th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show, March 6th to the 9th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts taking up all seven halls at the fairgrounds. 217,000 square feet plus fantastic seminars and free kids trout pond. Backed by popular demand, the PCS show also has freshwater to cover bass and trout. Learn from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. 4 full days, Thursday, March 6th to Sunday, March 9th, the 15th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show at the OC Fair and Events Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it.
The PCS show is coming, and Gamakatsu has an amazing show deal for you. Buy any 2 packs of Gamakatsu hooks at participating dealers and get one free. That in itself is an amazing deal. But get this. Purchase $30 of Gamakatsu products at the show and get a free pair of Gamakatsu pliers and a cinch bag. So get the buy 2, get one free deal plus the free pliers with a $30 purchase at participating dealers while supplies last, only from Gamakatsu at the PCS show.
The PCS show is coming and we will have our best booth at the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out in the wildly popular saltwater building at the PCS show in Costa Mesa, where we will have some amazing deals for you on rods, reels, lures, and clothing. Everything at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth will be on sale. And as always, our expert staff will help you select that perfect setup for the fish you want to pursue. For saltwater tackle at the PCS show, your best stop is the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to have you flip the coin.
Flip it.
See you in the next deck here.
Or a caller.
Oh, caller.
Caller.
Today's caller is Linda from New York.
Wow.
All right,
Linda,
you're going
to have to come out and win that trip on the Liberty. Come
yeah.
out and go fishing with us.
So awesome.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Corey, for being here. And Duke, great having you. First time on Let's Talk Hookup. And, of course, your dad, a legend on Let's Talk Hookup, Captain Tim Ekstrom. If somebody wants to go fishing with you on the Royal Star, how do we do it?
So give us a call in the office, 619-224-4764. Talk to Tracy, talk to Brian, talk to Duke right here. She'll forward the call. Whatever we need to do to talk you into it, we're here for you. And You can look us up on the website, RoyalStarSportFishing.com. You can book online there. Follow along on the social media, which Duke is
right.
in charge of.
Oh, you're in charge of social.
Man,
perfect,
what's the
man.
Instagram address?
It is RoyalStar_SportFishing.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, it's super cool. There's a lot of good material there.
And
a lot
it's
of
fresh
good
stuff because you have that high-speed internet.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Let's appreciate go. That. Thanks for listening today. Thanks to Corey. Thanks to Jeff for manning the phone. Thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We will be back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, Captain Brandon Hayward from Fight Sports Fishing will be here. Next Sunday, Captain Aliar from the Flair Supreme and Captain Max from Pacific Forge. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on 97.3 The Fan, YouTube, Facebook Live, and the Let's Talk Hookup app.